and welding supplies too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7, coming at you from Cirque's Arena on the campus of Hall High School in Little Rock. We are at halftime in the first round of this 6A East Conference Tournament. The Mountain Home Bomber boys are right now trailing the Hall Warriors by a score of 22-21. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, Mountain Home is being led by David Waymire and Colton Peters with 8 points each. Peters doing well from the free throw line, 6 of 6 from the charity stripe, 3 for Talon Benton. He had a three toward the end of the first quarter that took a high bounce off the front of the rim and then just went right into the net. And then 2 points for Garrett Deechy. For Little Rock Hall, they are being led right now with Greg Johnson with 8 points. 4 on the day so far for Michael Peterson, 3 each for Xavier Madison and Jared Smith, and 2 points each for Kevon Cooper and Jonathan Coleman. And Hall's doing well from the free throw line as a team. They are so far 6 of 6 from the charity stripe as a team overall. 1 for 1 for Xavier Madison, 1 for 1 for Jared Smith, Johnson 2 for 2, and Peterson is 2 for 2 as well from the charity stripe. Mountain Home had control pretty much the entire first quarter and on into the second as they had built a 15-4 lead, but boy, Hall turned it up a notch, forcing Mountain Home into 12 turnovers so far in this game, and they exploded for 18 second quarter points to take a one-point lead at the break. We will take a break and be back with more in just a moment. Our score at halftime is Hall leading Mountain Home 22-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imagine Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imagine Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, at halftime, Mountain Home is trailing Hall by a score of 22-21. Real quickly, going to let you know that Mountain Home is going to be playing either Jonesboro or Jacksonville next in this tournament, and that game will be on Tuesday. Depends on who wins and who loses both of those games. Now, if Mountain Home's next opponent is Jonesboro, they will go to Northeast Arkansas for that game. If Mountain Home plays Jacksonville, well, they'll get home court advantage for that one. Mount Home is a higher seed. Mount Home will be the 6th seed in the tournament. Jacksonville the 7th. The two other matchups on the conference tournament today on the boys' side is West Memphis playing at home against Searcy. The Blue Devils are the top seed in the tournament. Searcy is the 8th. And the 4-5 matchup is Pine Bluff and Marion. The Zebras for the 4th seed and the Patriots the 5th seed. Do want to say congratulations to the Mountain Home Lady Bombers over on KTLO AM earlier today. The Lady Bombers defeated Pine Bluff by a score of 47-32. So they will play in the semifinals on Tuesday, and they'll have home court advantage for that as they play Marion. Mountain Home, the 2 seed. Marion is the 3 seed, so Mountain Home gets the home court advantage with the higher seed in the tournament. Let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Hall 22-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports...